On to Basel, Switzerland. Three spellings were in common usage for the historic city in Switzerland chosen by Seventh-day Adventists for their headquarters: Basel, Bale, or Baal, according to language preferences. Basel is employed in this account. In identifying cities and towns in Europe and the names of individuals, the spelling used represents the opinions of European consultants. Crossing the English Channel by ship is often an uncomfortable experience, and so it was on Wednesday, September 2nd. However, even though many were seasick, Ellen White reported that she was not sick at all. But she does say, "We were glad, after 1 hour and a half's ride, to step off the boat at Calais." There they were met by a Mr. Brown, a literature evangelist in the city. To secure a sleeping compartment to Basel would have cost $11 apiece. They thought they had better spend an uncomfortable night and save the dollars. She described the night's travel. "A bed was made for me between the seats on the top of the satchels and telescope boxes. I rested some, but slept little. The rest took their chances on the seats. We were not sorry to have the night pass." Morning came as they entered Basel. As they began to see buildings, including castles on the top of high rocks and mountains, the first thought that came to Ellen White's mind was, having recently finished writing The Great Controversy, whether the reformers had not visited these places. They were met at the train station by B.L. Whitney, president of the Swiss Mission, accompanied by R.F. Andrews and Albert Voimier. Taking a hack, they drove to the publishing house, on the corner of Weierweg and Rudolfstrasse. They were greeted by A.C. Bordeaux and were introduced to quite a number who had awaited their arrival. As they entered the building, Whitney said to her, "Look at our meeting hall before going upstairs." Observing all the features of a large room, she said, "It is a good meeting hall. I feel that I have seen this place before." She stepped into the offices across the hall for a brief look and then was taken to the press room, just below on the ground floor. The press was running, and she said, "I have seen this press before. This room looks very familiar to me." Two young men were at work, and they were introduced to Ellen White. She shook hands with them and inquired, "Where is the other one?"
"What other one?"
Whitney asked. "There is an older man here," she replied, "and I have a message for him." Whitney explained that the foreman of the pressroom was in the city on business. It was 10 years before, in Battle Creek, on January 3, 1875, that Ellen White was given a vision in which this publishing house and the foreman of the pressroom were shown to her. Needless to say, this experience brought courage to the heart of Whitney and his associates involved in the work in Basel. After meeting many of the workers, Ellen White was escorted into the hydraulic elevator and taken to the third floor, where the Whitneys had an apartment, for breakfast and a rest. Before long, she was shown what was to be her apartment, close to the one the W.C. White family would occupy. These, apparently, were on the south side of the building and had the advantage of exposure to the winter sun.